I thought long and hard about how to start this podcast, and I came to the conclusion that it would be best appropriate to start this way. We are about to embark on a journey together. My goal with this podcast is to question and explore the growth of adaptive systems, by which I mean any kind of system, organic, economic, technological, legal, etc., whose agents or subjects interact with each other. These systems respond to what we can call power laws. These laws describe how they evolve. Taken together, these power laws make up scaling theory. Let me take a minute or two in order to explain why I fell in love with scaling theory. It all starts with complexity science. I first encountered complexity science a couple of years ago when I read Darwin's Origin of Species. This book is a masterpiece. Not only is it incredibly well written and accessible, but it also presents elegant theories that all converge on the idea of complex adaptive systems. Although Darwin does not use the term complexity science, he remains a central figure to the field, for example, by explaining that biological rarity is the precursor to extension, that natural selection is trying to make organisms efficient, and only that, that no species ever evolved to the exclusive benefit of another species, that no man can predict who will survive by looking at a group of different species and varieties, etc. Now, there are fascinating books that formulate an explicit theory of complexity. To name a few, Complexity, A Guided Tour by Melanie Mitchell, Complexity, The Emerging Science at the Age of Order and Chaos by Mitchell Wardrop, Complex Adaptive Systems by Miller and Page, etc. Others explore complexity insights in a specific field. To name just one, I will mention Brian Arthur, who coined the term complexity economics and advanced key concepts in the field. These books, along with thousands of academic articles, give complexity science its contour with clear, workable concepts. Which brings me to Scale by Geoffrey West. Published in 2017, this book not only changed my perception of the world around me, but it also changed my approach to science. Geoffrey West's work explores the power laws behind the growth of everything from cities to species to businesses. In a sense, the work of Geoffrey West and others explore the engine behind all complex systems. And he shows that there are identifiable power laws across species, across cities, and across businesses. Let me give you just one. All mammals have about the same number of heartbeats in their lifetime. And for every mammal that is twice the size of another species, the heart rate decreases by 25% because an organism's metabolic rate scales to the 3/4 power of its mass. The discovery of this type of insights is how I became fascinated with scaling theory and decided to start this podcast. I want to know about the power laws that are out there and help the discovery of new ones. Scaling theory, in a sense, explains evolution. It advances Darwin's insight into what he called the struggle for life by asking a fundamental question. How do things change? The momentum to answer this question is with us. Scaling theory will gain traction in coming years. There are two main reasons for this. The first is practical. As the world becomes increasingly interconnected, the study of complex systems and their growth has become critical across disciplines such as biology, ecology, sociology, economics, urban studies, and so on. Scaling theory provides a framework for the task of asking critical questions about their dynamics. The second reason is technical. recent advances in computational techniques make it possible to analyze and model complex systems in ways that were not possible just a few years ago. We can now simulate economies, innovation, human interactions. In a sense, we can now approach a better understanding of life. This is because science advances through its instruments. When the microscope is invented, we better understand the infinitely small. When the telescope is invented, we better understand the universe. When geometry and algebra are invented, we can build new constructions. Today, computational thinking has become a reality. Skating theory will benefit from this, as I intend to document. This brings me to the approach and format of the podcast. My name is Thibaut Schreppel. I am an associate professor of law at the Free University of Amsterdam and a faculty affiliate at Stanford University Codex Center. In other words, this podcast will deal with scaling theory from a scientific approach. Please note that my PhD is in antitrust law and that I have a strong tendency to approach all things related to complexity science through the lens of antitrust, which explores economic relationships between companies. As for the format, this podcast will feature guests from all fields, be it economics, law, computer science, philosophy, etc. The conversations will be real, meaning not scripted, not sponsored, or otherwise guided. The podcast will also feature literature reviews, always, of course, in direct relation to scaling theory. And whether in the conversations or solo format, I won't hide behind my notes and questions. I will share my doubts, ignorance, and opinions, always trying to distinguish those from what science, meaning the consensus of scientists, may tell us. Thank you very much for coming on this journey with me. Let's ride some waves together.